Muchas gracias, señor embajador.
Thank you very much, Ambassador. As regards strengthening the institutional framework of birth registration so that all persons born in the Dominican Republic can be registered without delay, in line with Act No. 423, the Organic Act of the Civil Registry, the registration of births within 180 days was provided for as of birth, which can be carried out in three different places: in the official office of the Civil Register, of the place of birth, the residence of the mother or father, or the registration unit. We also have an internal protocol to process birth declarations of those under the age of 16, so that these are directly done in the registration units of the Civil Registry. However, if the declaration of birth does not take place within that time frame, there will be no bureaucratic processing that would affect the process. The Central Electoral Board issued Resolution 09-2023, which exonerated the ratification of late birth declarations, which today are called out-of-date declarations. And we have issued 145,438 registers for minors who were in that situation, so there was no cost or additional processing involved. Similarly, currently we are developing a project called the Information System of the Civil Register. This is an important step forward in the transformation process. It will enable us to modernize and implement the electronic register. It will substitute the handbook of registers in accordance with Article 48 of Law 423. When it comes to the implementation of measures to reduce and in the future overcome the problem of children under the age of 5 who are not registered, currently we're in the final verification stage of regulation of Law 423, whereby new simplified procedures will be put in place to allow for birth declarations in a short period and timely fashion. We've also strengthened the birth registration in health centres where registration units exist. We have 66 registration units that are up and running. This has a positive impact on the processing time and has allowed for the immediate issuance of a birth certificate. In addition to that, we have birth declarations which are coordinated with institutions making up the national timely and late births as part of the framework agreement on interinstitutional cooperation to register timely and late births in the Dominican Republic. Based on the promulgation of Law 423 as of last year, we have been able to record a high number of registers for children under the age of 5, particularly based on Article 14 of Law 423, creating the national system for registration. We are developing an interoperability system between the Electoral Central Board, the National Health System, and the Ministry of Public Health and Social Aid. This will make it possible to receive information in real time. This is information related to births which occur in hospitals and medical centres. We would also highlight that the registration of children of parents has been recorded. We have instructed birth registrations through a birth certificate whereby a unique identity, a single identity number is attached without the need to present an ID card. And if the mother does not yet have a birth registration, she receives assistance and support from the staff of our institution. The aim of this is to begin or conclude that process. When it comes to the question about the provision of ID documents for relevant persons falling under Group B of the National Regularization Plan in line with Law 16914, the Ministry of the Interior and the Police referred the files of 6,538 persons to the Central Electoral Board. They were recorded in the Aliens Book, of whom 4,763 persons have completed their files and 2,729 persons have requested an ID foreigner's card to subsequently obtain Dominican nationality based on naturalization. However, it is timely to underscore that to conclude the process, persons must comply with established requirements, including the issuance of a naturalization certificate by the Ministry of the Interior and Police, bearing in mind that the Central Electoral Board is made up of a receptive body, thus concluding this process cannot be done automatically, given that the presence of those involved is required to deposit the documentation, request an ID document, a photograph needs to be taken, as well as biometrical data of the requesting person. I would point out that in line with the need for the requests to be processed personally, the Electoral Central Board to date has only received one file from Group B of the National Regularization Plan. The naturalization was granted through Decree No. 29721, issuing Resolution No. 13-2024. A procedure was set up to receive, process, and transcribe birth registrations falling under Group B of the National Regularization Plan. That is why we have met all of the institutional conditions in place so that persons who have duly completed this process can conclude it before the Electoral Central Board. So as to follow up on implementing this resolution, the Electoral Central Board recently held a coordination meeting with the General Directorate for Migration. The aim of this was to enhance communication of information required by both institutions to address such cases. Finally, we would underscore that the plenary of the Electoral Central Board is committed to developing and taking all necessary initiatives so that the fundamental rights of all persons, particularly those related to identity, be guaranteed and protected in accordance with universal human rights standards. We have made strides in creating tools and drawing up institutional good practices, which would contribute to making our services more efficient for the benefit of persons. Thank you very much.
Gracias, señor.